The Borrower's Aloft by Mary Norton. Read by Rowena Cooper. Chapter 1. Some people thought it strange that there should be two model villages, one so close to the other. There was a third, as a matter of fact, belonging to a little girl called Agnes Mercy Foster, which nobody visited, and which we need not bother about because it was not built to last. One model village was at Fordham, called Little Fordham. It belonged to Mr. Pott. Another was at Wentlecray, called Ballyhoggin, and belonged to Mr. Platter. It was Mr. Pott who started it all, quietly and happily, for his own amusement. And it was the businesslike Mr. Platter, for quite another reason, who copied Mr. Pott. Mr. Pott was a railway man who had lost his leg on the railway. He lost it at dusk one evening on a lonely stretch of line, not through carelessness, but when saving the life of a badger. Mr. Pott had always been anxious about these creatures. A single track ran through a wood, and in the half-light the badgers would trundle out, sniffing their way across the sleepers. Only at certain times of the year were they in any real danger, and that was when the early dusk, the time they liked to sally forth, coincided with the passing of the last train from Hatter's Cross. After the train passed, the night would be quiet again, and foxes, hares, and rabbits could cross the line with safety, and nightingales would sing in the wood. In those early days of the railway, Mr. Pott's small, lonely signal box was almost a home from home. He had there his kettle, his oil lamps, his plush-covered table, and his broken-springed railway armchair. To while away the long hours between trains, he had his fretsaw, his stamp collection, and a well-thumbed copy of the Bible, which sometimes he would read aloud. Mr. Pott was a good...